The top five at five.
Why you pushing? Why y'all pushing?
Yo, back up!
Outrage after glass bottles are hurled at NYPD officers making arrests following the Bronx Dominican Day Parade. A second shooting of a teen out in the Rockaways. This latest a fatal shooting, leaving a 14-year-old dead. Also, a 9-year-old girl grazed by a bullet in the Bronx. 77 WABC owner and operator John Catsimatidis appears on Fox News saying President Biden is falsely claiming the Inflation Reduction Act won't raise taxes on middle and low-income Americans. Communist China retaliating against Taiwan with sanctions for allowing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to visit the self-governing island. A suspect charged with murder in the killing of an Indiana police officer made a song about killing a cop. There is outrage from NYPD Commissioner Ke-Chant Sewell and the police union after videos show bottles being hurled at police officers while making arrests. This happened Sunday following the Bronx Dominican Day Parade. CBS 2's Lisa Rosner reported Tuesday the NYPD says that officers were responding to a large rowdy group. A crowd is seen yelling at these officers as a man is being walked away in handcuffs. This happened about 7:30 p.m. at East 168th Street and Sheridan Avenue. Bottles are thrown after an officer takes a second man down, punches are thrown. Former NYPD Police Commissioner Bill Branton was on Cats at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Catsimatidis.
The lawlessness in the streets of New York is increasing dramatically. And who do you want to blame? Well, I blame the voters that put these district attorneys and these politicians into office. And I still love Ed Koch's famous line, voters have spoken, now they must be punished. Well, boy, in New York, are they being punished.
The NYPD released photos of seven individuals ages 20 to 25. They are asking the public for help in finding them. Police say this group is responsible for throwing the glass, and one person did sustain cuts to their face and had to be taken to a hospital. Police say three men were arrested and faced charges, including criminal possession of a weapon and resisting arrest. A 14-year-old boy was found fatally shot in the driveway of a home in Rockaway, Queens. A woman returning home with her grandchildren Tuesday morning at Beach 67th Street told ABC 7 she found the teen in her driveway and called police.
I pulled up in front of my yard this morning, and the young man was, a teenage boy was laid out, deceased, in front of a vehicle in my yard. Half of the body was hanging out, and the other half was behind the front of the van.
The victim's foster mother, who'd been searching for the teen all night, collapsed at the scene. Police are working to determine if this fatal shooting is tied to the shooting of an 18-year-old Monday night near Beach 68th Street. An 18-year-old was struck in the face and hand, but expected to survive. Police also investigating after a 9-year-old girl sitting on a bench outside the Seth Lowe houses in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn Tuesday was grazed in her head by a bullet. She was taken to Brookdale University Hospital in stable condition. 77 WABC owner and operator and Red Apple Group chair, CEO John Catsimatidis, argued Tuesday that Democratic lawmakers are lying about solely raising taxes on the rich under the Inflation Reduction Act. Katz told Cavuto, coast to coast, Democrats are taking advantage of the poor and middle class who don't understand the real economy.
Getting the product from the manufacturers or the people who put it together, and the farmers to the manufacturers to the stores, diesel fuel has doubled, like we said, and that's also in the factories that make the food, make the cans of products.
If passed, the Inflation Reduction Act would raise taxes by $326 billion, according to an analysis by the Joint Committee on Taxation. The People's Republic of China Monday night halted imports from Taiwanese snack and confection manufacturers ahead of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. China has suspended these imports from Taiwanese companies in what appears to be retaliation, a retaliation policy due to Pelosi's visit to the democratic self-governing island, which communist China considers its territory. Biden's national security official John Kirby here.
The United States will not seek and does not want a crisis. We are prepared to manage what Beijing chooses to do. At the same time, We will not engage in saber rattling. We will continue to operate in the seas and the skies of the Western Pacific as we have done for decades.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's press secretary accused the U.S. Tuesday of provoking China due to the visit. A man accused of fatally shooting an Indiana police officer during a traffic stop had made a song about killing an officer, according to investigators. The suspect, Carl Boards II, is charged with murder and other crimes after Elwood officer Noah Chavnevs was gunned down Sunday morning northeast of Indianapolis. Here's Madison County Prosecutor Robert Cummings.
It appears that defendant had an AK-47 assault rifle, got out of the vehicle, fired through the windshield of the officer's car. The officer never got out of his vehicle, never had a chance to go for his weapon.
Investigators say the 42-year-old Boards owns a barbershop in Marion, Indiana, where police interviewed a tenant who lives in an apartment above the business, and he told them that Boards made a recorded song making statements that if he was ever caught by police, he would kill them.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.